A seeker Bible study is an inductive study. What I mean by that is the leader, the facilitator, asks questions about the text. This is not where you come in and teach a passage. This is where you come and the text is the teacher. So you ask questions and you let the non-Christians look at the text and draw conclusions based on the questions. So that's number one. It's a question-based study. Another thing that's very important about a seeker Bible study, it is for non-Christians. Now, you could do this one-on-one, one-to-one. I think it's even more fun to say maybe I would invite one other Christian to co-lead with me, and then together the two of us invite 3, 4, 5 of our non-Christian friends. So it's very important that it is the majority are not believers. If you invite a non-Christian to a Christian study, or if you fill it up with Christians, starts out, you know, maybe with one or two non-Christians, and then you fill it up with Christians, you'll kill it like that. Nothing kills a seeker Bible study faster than getting too many Christians. Why? Because number one, we start using God talk. We don't mean to, but we start using, you know, language that only we understand. Number two, we'll start giving the answers. This is a study that is based on for people who do have either maybe a very inadequate understanding of Scripture. They don't really understand Christianity. It could be people that maybe have had a church background, but they've never looked with an adult mind at who really is this Jesus. So it's for them. That's why, by the way, I've written quite a few seeker Bible study guides, and it was amazing. You try to find how many Bible study guides there are for non-Christians. There are a gazillion Bible studies for Christians. There are very few for non-Christians. What is unique about a seeker Bible study guide? Well, the questions are on the passage, but they assume that this person studying doesn't believe. So you won't have a question in a seeker guide, for instance, that says, now, how does this wonderful truth help you when you're having a quiet time? That would be irrelevant to a non-believer. So we're focused on the passage. the beginning of a seeker study, I always do an icebreaker question that really gets everybody talking and thinking. Like, for instance, why is it that people who don't go to church or people who aren't believers often feel so uncomfortable around people that do? And at first, you know, you can just see the non-believers are like, well, I know exactly why, but can I say it? Well, that's what you want. You want it to be friendly and fun and natural. Then you ask questions based on the text. Then you ask an application question. The application question is interesting because how do you apply truth you don't believe? So in my studies, each week it gets a little more pointed to finally, who do you say that I am? So it is a study geared for non-believers, a study that is relaxed and fun. You're not in Sunday school. You don't pray before a seeker study, because if you're having a book club, you wouldn't pray before a book club. So it's that kind of atmosphere.